Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, coworker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Well, hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I am your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. Thank you so very much for joining us this evening. We've got a fantastic show for you. My co-host will not be joining us this evening. She's traveling, so we're wishing her certainly well in her travel. She's out, so we're certainly going to miss her. And we look forward to her returning back with us next week. I know many of you all are getting ready for the Christmas holiday, the Christmas spirit, and all of that good stuff. So we're going to ask that you certainly tune in and check out tonight's show. We've got a good one for you. And this is actually not our first one on this particular topic. We've dealt with this particular topic, and before I give you the topic, I just want to do a little background. We've dealt with this particular topic before, and as always, it's a really, really good topic that almost never ends, because these are things that people find themselves getting caught up into all the time. So you will definitely, definitely want to tune in to tonight's topic. We welcome your comments. We certainly do. There's a lot that goes on with this particular topic. Let me just give you some housekeeping on some future shows that we're going to be doing in the very near future. One of those shows is, do you have to be married to be committed? Now, that's a hot topic. Do you have to be married to be committed? And a lot of times people feel that, you know what, the only time that you should commit to someone is when, in fact, you are married. And so this creates a problem for a lot of people because they don't necessarily agree with that. People tend to think that, you know what, if you're married, then you should be committed. But what about if you're dating someone and you're calling yourselves, you're in a monogamous relationship, and this is the person that you're with. And so are you saying to me then that if it's not a committed relationship, then perhaps the person should not? I mean, even if it is a committed relationship, because relationships start out that way, are you saying then that people basically can just up and leave at any point in time if they see someone else that may hold their interest? What is this? What is that? I mean, what is that all about? Is it fair to the person that you're with to just be able to just leave out, abandon that relationship? You know, people do it all the time, though. But then is it right? Is that something right? We're going to get into the story in about 7 or 8 minutes from now. I just want to know, is that right for people to just decide that, you know what, hey, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to be okay with that. So if somebody comes along because I'm dating, is that an in the meantime? Is that what people are doing to each other out there? They're doing in the meantime. Because, listen, my opinion is, and I could be wrong, but if you really look at the fact that you're going to just up and leave someone that you're supposedly in a committed relationship, then there's a good likelihood you're not going to stay in you're not going to look at marriage the same way either. You're not going to look at marriage as if, oh, I need to be committed in this relationship. Because if you couldn't commit, if you could not commit, chances are, to that relationship where you were just dating a person, unless you all make that, you know, you set that disclaimer there, that listen, this is what we're going to do. We're going to actually, we're dating, but we're going to also be dating other people. So if that's what you're going to do, then certainly, you know, as long as you set the parameters. And I think that any relationship can work if you have effective communication in it. And that effective communication is you're letting the other person know what, you know, what the foundation of the relationship is and what it's all about. And when it gets to that point, then you're saying, well, listen, this is clearly something that we don't have to be monogamous in this relationship. We don't have to do X, Y, and Z. This is just something that we're doing. And if somebody comes along that you feel that you have a greater interest in, then by all means, just let me know and I will bow out gracefully. Well, you know, feelings don't necessarily work that way. When people are putting their feelings into something, I mean, that's an investment. That's an investment of their emotions. That's an emotional investment. And whether it's a man or a woman, you're putting something out there and you really want to, you know, you want to feel like this person is either they're with you or they're not. And, you know, you want to feel that they're attached to you. And then there's, God knows that there are so many other things that are going on out there that people are contracting these various sexually transmitted diseases, and they're just passing them from one person to the next. So the question becomes, if someone is not committed with you in that relationship, then what's the point of being there? You know, if they're saying that, listen, I can't do this. This is the way that I want it. I don't want to fall in love. I want to be able to see other people. I'm not interested in that one-on-one. Whatever the situation is, then, you know, you need to be fair and honest with each other. You need to be fair and honest with yourselves. And, you know, and that's the way it goes. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, 347-857-1769. We would love to have you. We welcome your comments. Again, my co-host will not be joining us this evening, but we certainly do welcome your comments. So join us, please, this evening as we get to tonight's show. Tonight's topic, you will definitely want to catch this. Tonight's topic is, should you leave your spouse if they cheat on you? Should you leave your spouse if they cheat on you? And that becomes a very, very good question. You know, some people tend to think that it's okay if the spouse cheats on you. Perhaps when somebody is doing this here, it could very well be an illness, an addiction. Yeah, I believe that it can be an illness, it can be an addiction. And some people perhaps may find themselves cheating, and I'm not trying to justify it, but they may think that it came from the genes or something, or perhaps they just can't seem to shake it. They just feel like, well, gee, I can't shake this, you know, because this is what happens. This is who I am, and it doesn't mean that they don't love the person that they're with. It's just that they have not been able to shake that thing. Because they feel that, you know what, it doesn't mean I don't love my spouse or the person that I'm with. I just have this addictive behavior that I'm finding myself being out there and uncontrollably. Okay, and of course, yes, people do or will try to justify it. They will try to justify their role of cheating. And, of course, they will also point the blame and say, well, you know, my spouse isn't doing what he or she needs to be doing, so this is what caused me to go out there. Well, can you really subscribe to that? Can you really buy into that? Can you really? You know, that's the question that you've got to begin to ask yourself. Can you, I mean, is that justified? Is that trying to make a scapegoat? What are you, in fact, trying to do? when you make this excuse to say, well, this is what my spouse does. This is why I do what I do. You know, so we're going to be reading the story momentarily. I just want some of the things to sink in with you all tonight because we're going to be going deep on this one. And I really, truly hope that you all will stay with us and hope you will enjoy the show. Now, tonight I'm going to take more comments than we normally do. I'm going to take some comments and I'm going to speak to those comments. And I certainly hope that you will, you know, send your comments in. And sometimes we get comments as early as, you know, 10 minutes after the show starts. People start to send in their comments. So we welcome your comments to come in. We're going to entertain those comments once they start to come in. All right. Once again, you're listening to the Dr. Jesse Walk Show. Another show topic that we're going to be coming up with is we did mention that do you have to be married to be committed? And then tonight we're doing if your significant other cheat, what should you do? That's tonight's topic. Should you leave your spouse if they cheat on you? And one that is very near and dear to my heart is how to handle a lack of communication in your relationship. You know, I want to speak to that one just for a moment. How to handle a lack of effective communication in your relationship. Well, you know, you've got communication and you've got effective communication. The two should not be looked at as intertwined because there's one thing about communication is how you actually, you know, transfer information or receive information from another party. But when you're talking about effective communication, I think that goes beyond just your typical routine communication. Effective communication requires an individual to really give great thought to something. And in my opinion, it's more progressive. It's something that you want to take action on. It's something that you want to give your full undivided attention to. It's something that you want to contribute or express your deepest thoughts with. And that, to me, is what effective communication is, when you're able to do it that way. So that's what effective communication is. Effective communication, I think, in any relationship is so important, not just your typical communication. Effective communication has to be more than that. It has to be where if your significant other, and this is contributing to tonight's topic, should you leave your spouse if he or she cheats on you? When your spouse has an issue or a problem that pertains to their emotional makeup, when they're having that challenge, and sometimes it can be a lack of what their significant other is doing or not doing, is what they're saying or not saying. There are four basic areas. It's something that you're either doing, perhaps, or not doing, perhaps, or what you're saying or not saying, perhaps. So it's going to be one of those four things. However, there's also the exception that sometimes you can be doing everything that you think to be right and that your significant other is asking of you. And sometimes a person, because of an addictive behavior or because the desire to just do, you know, go out and cheat, the desire is there. And so people find a way to do whatever it is that they want to do, and they find a way to justify doing it. And so, and sometimes the spouse can take blame and say, well, hey, maybe it is my fault. But I tell everyone, I say, listen, search yourself, and ask yourself a series of questions. And those questions can be anything from, am I doing my part to bring about change in my relationship, to make my relationship better? What, if anything, has my spouse said to me over the last several weeks or months to make me feel that, listen, they are interested in knowing, you know, what's going on with me? You know, how am I doing in terms of our relationship? Am I really into this relationship? Am I doing the right thing? Am I doing my part? That's the main question that I think people need to ask themselves. They need to take a long, hard look in the mirror and do some relationship maintenance. Check on your relationship from time to time. And you start by doing a self-evaluation and relationship maintenance, relationship checkup by asking yourself, listen, am I supporting my spouse with what he or she is doing? Could I be a reason? Don't even let it, if you have a healthy relationship, a healthy relationship encompasses a number of things. We're going to be talking about that in an upcoming show. The components of a healthy relationship, we will be addressing that in one of our future shows. But even if you don't think that your spouse is cheating, even if you don't, what you will want to do is always do a self-check by asking yourself, am I doing my part in the relationship? Am I really doing my part, all that I know to do? Is there anything that my significant other is telling me or has told me over a period of time that there's still, it has been weeks, months, or years, and they're still telling me the same thing? Then somewhere within that time span, there's a breakdown. There's a problem. If your significant other is telling you things and it's going on for several weeks, several months, and in worst case, several years, there's a breakdown. There's a serious problem out there, a serious problem, because one that can ultimately lead to your separation or even your divorce, because or your complete settling. You know, you start to settle into a relationship, and which could bring total unhappiness. And you could be in a relationship like that for years, and you have just sort of acclimated yourself into a relationship like that where you think that everything, that's the norm for you. That's not the norm. I believe that everybody should be happy in their relationships. Now, a lot of people that will call in and say that, oh, well, they believe that God will fix this or fix that, and I'm not saying that, I mean, I would hope that they're right. But then how do you take it where people have been married 15, 20 years and they're still going through the same issues, the same exact issues all the time? You know, and, I mean, there's got to be a measure of frustration in something like that. It's got to be a measure of frustration. And we're going to get to the story in about 3 minutes. But, you know, again, go back to do that self-evaluation. Am I doing my part? Am I being loving and affectionate and kind and generous to my significant other? Am I doing anything that they have? You know, talk to your spouse. Talk to your significant other. They will tell you, and sometimes they're not necessarily going to always be honest. If they have other interests, listen, if somebody has other interests, there's very little that you can do to change their mind, especially if they're enjoying that other interest, enjoying it. that's just the way it is. That's human nature. You know, it's not perfect. But if they're enjoying other interests, which I don't think is always the case, sometimes people just get a little sidetracked because relationships, regardless of what people might say, they always need to be nurtured, cultivated. And if you're not doing that in your relationship, then that can be a challenge, especially if your significant other requires that of the relationship, that they need that nurturing. They need that nurturing. Then that's what you want to be able to do. We're going to go to the story now, so we're going to ask you to stand by. Let's see here. Tonight's topic is, should you leave your spouse if they cheat on you? Okay, tonight's characters are Jill and Ken. It's not Jack and Jill this time. It's Jill and Ken. Now, this couple have been together since high school. They got married at age 27, just after receiving their master's degrees. They have no children. They both have great jobs and seem to enjoy each other. Recently, an attractive married guy on Jill's job has been trying desperately to entertain her with his charm. She initially strayed away from him. Now, 2 weeks ago, she was extremely upset with Ken because he forgot their anniversary. So she became extremely upset with him because that was so important to her, and it should be. To strike back at him, she told him that she had to work late one evening and would be home later in the evening and encouraged him not to wait for her for dinner. She actually was lying to Ken because she met up with the guy for a happy hour. Well, one thing ultimately led to another, and they ended up sleeping together at a hotel. Now, someone saw this couple, Ken and Jill. Someone that knew Ken and Jill saw Jill coming out of a hotel and appearing romantically involved with this guy when they were saying goodbye. Word got back to Ken, and he confronted Jill. Now, Jill, of course, denied it, and until all the suspicious calls at all different hours started coming through on her phone, and she, you know, would not answer them most of the time, and then she would secretly say some things, and Ken couldn't figure out what was going on. Now, Jill was trying to tell the guy to back off because she didn't want to, you know, jeopardize losing her marriage. The guy unfortunately refused to do so, which ultimately led Ken to move out of the house because he did find out about this, and now he's struggling with the thought of divorce. Now, Jill has since apologized and desires to save her marriage, and she can't even give Ken a real legitimate reason why she did it in the first place. Now, Jill is also, to regain her composure, she's also transferred. She stopped seeing the guy, and she's transferred jobs to avoid this happening again. It only happened one time. Now, Ken loves his wife, but is in terrible pain. Ken loves his wife, but he's in terrible pain. The question is that I start out with tonight is, should Ken just simply forgive her and get back together? I mean, and we use that word in there, simply forgive her and get back together. Let me go to the phone lines this evening and ask the question. Let's go to 205-908. Who do we have with us? And welcome. 205-908, welcome to the show this evening.
Oh, hello? Hello?
Yes.
Oh, okay, yes. I had it on mute. Oh, okay. How you doing, sir?
Oh, doing good. How are you doing? Who do we have with us this evening?
This is Jack, and I love your story. I love your comments. Your comments were great as well. Do you want me to talk about what I heard, or what do you want me to say?
Yeah, I mean, the question is, I mean, this here, we had a couple, Jill cheated on her husband, and he found out. And now the question is, should Ken, her husband, just simply forgive her and get back together? He's already moved out of the house.
Well, not simply forgive her. I don't think he should just simply forgive her. I think she owes him an explanation, you know, why she did that. You mentioned she has no clue why she did it. Maybe she was just wanted to sow her oats, or maybe she felt unattractive being at home, and maybe she felt attracted to this person at all. I mean, it was probably just a one-night stand, like you said, and all. But she owes him an explanation. And I'm not saying that he shouldn't forgive her, because all of us messed up. We need to clean up what we mess up. But I think she needs to give him an explanation why she decided to wander off and sow her oats with another man, because that's not something that a man would take lightly, especially when you find out that your wife's sleeping with another man. I mean, it's almost those are not only fighting words, those are killing words. That's a killing situation there. So she has to be very careful. And she may want to seek counseling with them together, and then maybe the counselor can find out something, some reason why she decided to go that route or down that road, and let him try to encourage Ken, because right now Ken is hurting, because like you mentioned, he has nothing but love and admiration for his wife, you know, and then to find out that she did something like that, that's going to be devastating. It's not going to be something easy. And I know, being on your show a lot, listening to you, you probably say, no, don't give him a chance. You probably say, no, don't give her another chance. I mean, just, you know, you go your way and she goes his way. I mean, he goes his way and she goes her way. But I believe in forgiveness. I believe that we all mess up, and then we just got to clean up what we mess up. Mm-hmm. Can you hear me? Say it again.
What did you say your name was?
Jack. Jack. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, yeah. Sometimes
I can't hear you, Doc. Hello? Hello?
Okay. How about now, Jack? Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you better now, yes. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Sometimes there are variables that take place in a relationship, I believe. Now, I could be wrong. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, here was a situation where he forgot their anniversary. And it's not like he wasn't performing with her. It wasn't like he wasn't paying her any attention. I mean, she took it. Could it be that she took it to the extreme when she simply just, you know, because she was so emotionally upset that because he forgot their anniversary, that she, to strike back at him, she went out with this guy. So,
well, I'm having a problem with that. I'm having a serious problem.
Okay, which part? Which part?
I'm having a problem with the fact that he forgot her and forgot their anniversary, and she decided that as a result of that, she's gonna go out and sleep with another man. That's serious. Then I mean, God forbid. I mean, what if he did something really bad? She probably go kill herself or something. I mean, just because he forgot that, I mean, she could have even mentioned it to him. You know, I'm a little bit upset with you because you forgot our anniversary, and then I'm sure he would have made it up to her. But to go and sleep with, I mean, that's, come on now, that's pretty cold there now. I mean, that's pretty low. Not cold, that's pretty low. You go sleep with another man because your husband forgot, and let him tell you why he forgot. Maybe he just, maybe he just really just forgot. You don't know why he forgot it. Maybe his mind was on someplace else. I'm just having a serious, I'm having a serious problem with that. She going sleeping with another man because he forgot an anniversary. You know, I mean, if she heard that he was out, you know, soaring his old someplace, and she decided that she was going to do it, then that might be a different story there. But the fact, that he just, he just forgot the anniversary, and she goes and sleep with another man. Come on now, you got to give him a break on that one.
Right. Okay. We're going to ask you to stand by just for a second. And let's go to phone lines once again. We're going to go to 568. Dr. Walker, you're on the air live.
Hi, Dr. Walker. This is Tim.
Tim, thank you for joining us this evening. Tim, what do you think? I mean, should you leave your spouse if they cheat on you?
Well, was this her first time doing this?
Well, the story just says it only happened one time, but she stopped the affair. And she even transferred jobs to make sure it doesn't happen again. But the guy persists, and he's trying to put on his charm. It worked one time, and the second time,
It's a lot of things in that. I mean, I personally believe everybody deserves a second chance. And even with that situation, she did it once. It's a possibility she can do it again, but maybe you can wait and give her a chance to see what happens from it. I mean, she took the necessary precautions to try not to let it happen again by leaving the job, going somewhere else, because, you know, maybe she knew the temptation would still be there or whatever with this guy. And she found like she was sincere by doing a whole lot of things to try to work it out with the husband and stuff like that. It's just a lot of factors that play in that situation, and for her to cheat, I'm with Jack. For her to cheat because he forgot the anniversary, I mean, we all forget things at some point in time. Anniversaries are, a lot of men forget their anniversaries. It's not on purpose. It's just at that time you're just not thinking. You, like you said, could have been something on his mind that just made him forget that day, or at that moment. Maybe he would have thought about it the next day and been like, oh my goodness, I forgot. And then, you know, like we all do. But it's a lot that play in that. I would say, no, you shouldn't, not right offhand. You find out what caused the situation for her to go do that, and then see what's going to happen. You know, give it time and see what happens later, and see if she really feels bad about what she did and doesn't do it again. That's my opinion. But it's always the woman's fault for a man cheating. And when a woman cheats, she cheats because she thinks she can. It's always the woman's fault, no matter what. That's how I feel. And if she tried to correct it, then she did good by at least trying to correct it. You get some women that don't care. They'll just continue to do it. That's my opinion. Hello.
Hello.
So Tim, that's how you feel, obviously, right? Tim.
Yes, that's how I feel.
Okay, so let me ask you this question.
Like
then
he felt remorse for doing it and was trying to do everything to show that she made, to let him know that she made a mistake, a terrible mistake, and she was trying to do her best to correct it. But don't everybody deserves a second chance?
Well, I would think so. Yeah, I would think so. But let me ask you this question, Tim, and Jack, then we're going to come back to you as well.
Hello?
Hello?
Tim, can you hear me?
I can't.
We lost you for a second.
Hey, how about now? Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
We can hear you.
Can I ask this question? What happens if...
You're gone again.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can, but now, whenever you get ready to ask the question, we don't hear you.
Right.
I'm sorry. How about now? Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, all right. I don't know what's going on. The studio, from time to time, will experience some technical difficulty. But let me ask this question. What happens if he contributed to that, or if he were to contribute to that, where the spouse is not doing what they need to do at home? And let's say, pardon me?
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay, what would happen if the spouse contributed to that, where he or she actually was not doing what they needed to be doing, and, you know, she wanted to be romantically involved with Ken, and Ken was putting her off, or he just wasn't paying her the attention or cultivating the relationship. Would you feel the same way that she went out and did what she did to meet her own intrinsic needs? Would you feel that she was justified in doing that?
No, not necessarily justified in doing it, because we all know that the key to a successful relationship is communication. If he's contributing to it, and if she's feeling a certain way about him not, you know, doing his part, then she should say something to him. Don't just let it go. Talk to him. Tell him, hey, you know, you're not doing this, you're not doing that, or whatever. And try to fix it within yourself before you go out there doing anything. And, you know, I heard this quote from Steve Harvey a long time ago, about 10 years ago. And he said, on his radio show, he had this lady that called in, and she was going on and on about how she was out seeing, she's married and she's out seeing another man because the husband is not doing this and he's not doing that and this and that or whatever. And Steve said, well, do you talk to him and tell him this and that? No, he should know that. He should know this stuff and this and that. And Steve said, wait a minute. Just a minute. Let me tell you all this something right now. He said, let me tell you all something. You cannot fix what's going on inside your marriage by going outside your marriage. And that's true. You know, you're having issues with your spouse or whatever. Don't you think the only person that can fix that is that person?
Let me ask you this, Tim.
Not everybody else.
Right. Hold on a second, Tim. Jack, let me come to you. Do you think that that's one way to fix your marriage is by going outside your marriage?
Well, Tim so eloquently shared a lot of things. I mean, I couldn't believe that was the same Tim. As I listened to him, I mean, because he was on point with everything that he said. But we got to go from the spiritual standpoint. Also, the Bible says there's no excuse for adultery. So, like Tim said, I mean, they got to communicate. They got to be able to talk. I mean, you know, you're turning your back on me. I mean, you're not here for me. I mean, do you want me to go to somebody else? Now, this is how I feel, and I'll say this to anybody. If you just can't get along, then you need to just split up. Nobody here is to raise an adult. If you just can't get along, then just you go your way and I go my way and all. Let's make each other happy. But if something minor is happening, and I'm not going to say this may be minor, but let's say that he's not paying her attention, then she needs to let him know. You know, I mean, let's get some counseling or something. I mean, let's go on a romantic cruise or something. I mean, let's do something out of the norm, because right now it's just not working. If it's not working, I mean, do you want your marriage? If you want your marriage, then let's work towards it. Okay, the courtship should be continuing in the marriage. I mean, don't just stop now because you got me. So show me that you care, because there's other people out there. There's other people out there, and I'm not saying that I'm going out, you know, to sow my oats, but let's get it together. Otherwise, you go your way and I'll go mine.
I agree, Jack. Like I said, you can't fix what's going on inside your marriage by going outside your marriage. You guys need to talk it out and figure it out and, you know, do what you need to do it. And like you said, courtship doesn't stop once you get married.
Mm-hmm.
That should go on throughout the entire marriage. You should continue to date her.
Mm-hmm.
The same way you got her is the same way you keep her.
That's right.
That's how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're sorry that we're going in and out.
Yeah, you're going in and out.
I don't know what's going on with our technical difficulty, but we're going to ask you all to stand by. We're going to try it another way. We're going to try to I don't want to lose you all, but we're going to try it another way. Let's go to this other caller just before we do. And I want you all to speak to the – we'll come back to you all, and we're going to speak to the issue that Tim says is always the woman's fault. And, Jack, you were saying that Tim was on point with most of the things that he said tonight, and he said that part.
Except for that.
Yeah. So we're gonna go to the phone lines just for a second. 786-514. You're live on the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Who do we have with us, and thank you for joining us.
Good evening, Dr. Walker. This is Monique.
Monique, thank you for joining us this evening. Monique, is it always the woman's fault, as Tim implied?
Of course not.
It's always the woman's fault. No matter what happens, it's always the woman's fault. I'm sorry, I didn't hear what she said. What'd she say?
Let's give her a chance. Go ahead, Monique.
I said that's absolutely ridiculous. It's sometimes it's the woman's fault, sometimes it's the man's fault. It depends on the relationship.
Like, yeah, a woman would
say that. Of course.
That's coming from a woman, you are. But we are men. We know better.
Well,
so when
in this case, Tim is speaking for himself.
That's right.
When the man cheats, it's the woman's fault?
Of course. He wouldn't cheat if the woman was acting right.
Let me tell you something right now. First of all, that's not true, because I know from firsthand experience that my husband cheated, and it was not my fault. It was because he was just being a jerk and he was just immature. And by the way,
Are you still married?
Yeah.
And by the way, what? Monique, we missed that part. By the way, we are what?
I said we're still together.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
You want to cheat on him? Monique, would you like to get him back? Because I'll cheat with you.
Well, we're not.
This is not a dating show.
Right, that's what I was. Thank you, Monique. We were about to throw that out. I couldn't get it out fast enough.
What did she say? What did Monique say?
She said, "This is not
this
a dating
not a
show."
Oh, that's
I was about to say, "This is not the match." The match.com.
That's perfect, because see, he doesn't know me. We're not on a dating show. He would have no clue as to what's going on. You can keep a secret.
See,
I can't.
That's why it's always a man's fault.
No, it's not.
Wow!
And you
well,
sound, you
Monique,
like
we're gonna ask you.
Are you Spanish, Monique?
No, I'm not.
Tim, what would that have to do with anything?
No,
exactly.
It doesn't matter.
She
just not.
Took over
I thought
the show and changed the show.
You say,
huh?
I'm telling you. I mean, she just sounds what?
She just sounded like she was Spanish the way she was talking.
No,
oh, really?
No.
Okay.
Where are you
okay.
from, Mommy?
Right.
I am African American and my mom is from the island. So,
from the island? What's your phone number?
We're gonna put Tim on mute just for a second. Monique, we apologize for that. We're gonna put Tim on mute just for a second, Tim. We're gonna mute you out just for a second. And Jack, let me bring you in. a lot of that background noise was apparently coming from Tim's area because it sounds like a window or something was down. Jack, let me ask you here. And of course, Jack was, I mean, Tim was only speaking for himself because I certainly don't. And I heard Jack mention that it's always the woman's fault. And clearly that is, I mean, that's just an opinion.
You mean Tim.
And
I really hope
that Tim doesn't really believe that. Huh? Yeah, Tim. Yeah, Tim said that. And I certainly hope that he doesn't really mean that. I can't see it always being anyone's fault. I mean, the blame, yeah, she'll shift, but, I mean, not always the woman's fault and not always the man's fault. But let me just ask this here. Monique, we're going to ask you to stand by just for a second. Jack, let me ask you this question. I believe that if you can find in your heart when it comes to forgiving someone and going forward with your life, then I see nothing wrong with giving your significant other, you know, that chance. And I know, Jack, you've heard me say things differently. That's if you can find it in your heart, if you can find it in your heart. Mm-hmm. But if you're going to badger them always and bringing this up all the time and you're not able to move, that means you haven't moved on from that. I think that that's where you have to just, you know, you have to let that relationship go. Because, I mean, it can happen, and sometimes people plan for it to happen, and sometimes people fall short because they're not doing, they're not meeting their partner's intrinsic needs. And the right thing to do may be to just, you know, when you've addressed this with your significant other, I mean, we're part of the animal kingdom, so what's going to happen, there's a good likelihood that this can happen because being part of the animal kingdom, it's the nature of people to want to have their intrinsic needs met. And if your significant other, this is just my opinion here, if your significant other is clearly telling you that their needs are not being met, and these, especially when it comes to intrinsic needs, like this is an intrinsic need, but this wasn't the case with Jill and Ken. This was not the case with them. But if it were the case, and the significant other, they have a duty. There is a duty that you have to meet. That's a legal duty, to meet the intrinsic needs of your significant other if you're able to do that. Because if you don't, then that is legal grounds for someone to pull out. Jack, my question to you is, and then Monique is going to be the same question, do you agree that if someone is not meeting the intrinsic needs, let's just take the story and put it to the side for a second. If Ken were not meeting Jill's intrinsic needs and she over and repeatedly told him this and years had passed and he just was, you know, off and on with it, do you think with Jill now having that affair is justified? I kind of think so. I do. And if it means that Ken walks away from her after that, what has she lost anyway? I mean, that's just me. I'm sorry. That's just my opinion. Well, I don't know if it's right or wrong. But go ahead. Well, we're going to bring the same question to you.
The fact that she's not meeting his needs, okay, that's a problem right there, as you mentioned, as you alluded to and all. I don't want to bring all the legal terminology into that and all, but from a biblical standpoint, you know, her needs, I mean, she's supposed to meet her husband's needs. And her body is not her own. Her body is of her husband. In the same way with the husband, that's her body is his. Okay, so if she's not meeting those needs, and he's constantly telling her, now see, the story is, how often is she meeting those needs? How often is she meeting those? I mean, what may be 2 days every 2 days for him, maybe every 4 days for her. Now all that has to play into the equation as well. So if we're talking about he's saying, I want it every other day, and she's saying, well, maybe every 4 days, then that's a problem with maybe something that he's having. He's going to have to adjust himself. But now, if there's a problem where she's just not doing it, then that does cause for alarming attention. I mean, that calls for some attention now. So now either they get counseling, and then if they get counseling, and then the counselor tells her that she must supply him with sex, because that's part of a relationship, as you said. These are intrinsic needs that need to be met, and they have to be met every so often, more sooner than not. So if she's not doing that, then, as I mentioned earlier, and I wasn't kidding about this, if you find yourself can't get along, then you have to move on. You're going to have to move on. He goes his way, and she goes her way at all. because he's supposed to be there for her. She's a helpmeet for him. They have a role to play. And like you said, these needs are supposed to be met. This is not something that we instilled into our body. This is something that God gave us, okay, that a man wants sex and a woman wants sex too. And she's supposed to have it with her significant other. And they're supposed to do it in a duly fashion. And what I'm saying by that, they need to do it more often than not. And when you talk to psychologists, they'll let you know that that makes the relationship even better the more often you do it than not. And because I read about that. You do it more often than not, it makes the relationship grows a lot better.
Okay, so, Jack, let me just ask you this. The short answer to that question is, would you say that if Ken wanted to walk away, if he were not meeting her intrinsic needs and she did have the affair, and I'm not saying that it's morally right or wrong, I mean, I'm not passing judgment, but would you say that, I mean, at that point she gets to the point where she probably doesn't even care if Ken did find out. Jill at that point probably doesn't even care if Ken does find out, because she's looking at, you know, not so much that she's going to run to the other guy to marry him, but she's looking at the fact that her intrinsic needs are not being met, and there's a good likelihood that even if Ken finds out, she probably doesn't even care, because now she figures if he finds out, he doesn't want to stay there, he's probably going to move on anyway and let her go, and then she'll feel probably even more justified in being by herself, so that now she can go on to someone, either find her or she finds someone else that can really make her happy. Because without that, this is just my opinion, it's hard to bond. A marriage or a relationship cannot bond without that. Go ahead, Jack, and then Moni, we're bringing you in.
No. We'll
bring you back.
When I was younger, I probably would say yes. I mean, if she's not supplying you with your needs, then you go and do what you need to do and all. But now that you're older, you're a lot wiser and all, you know, you don't think in terms of that. And that's what I'm saying to you. If you just can't get along, then you just have to move on. You go in your direction, not one line. That's how I feel about it at this point.
Monique, we're going to bring you back in. Monique, same question to you. Do you think that with Jill, if she decides to go and as Jack put it, sorrow somewhere else, Ken wasn't, you know, meeting her intrinsic need. I mean, we're talking about intrinsic need, which is so important. She may have gotten to the point where she's frustrated and don't even care anymore. Do you think, I'm not saying that it's morally right or wrong or trying to even justify it, but when you have an intrinsic need, it needs to be met. That's the nature of it. Give me your thoughts on that, Monique.
I think the biggest part of relationships is communication. And so I feel like if you're communicating, you have to let someone know when, you know, your needs are not being met, and if there's some type of breakdown in communication and you're not happy within the marriage or whatever. Now, if it's year one and you say you're not happy and, you know, your needs are not being yet met, and it's year two and it's year three, and it keeps going on and on, I do understand that you get to a point of frustration, but I still don't think it's justified for you to go and get it from somewhere else, because you're an adult and you can make a decision. And people are lazy. People don't want to do the work. People don't want to get divorced. People don't want to face conflict, and they don't like controversy. So they take, to me, which is the short route, the shortcut, and the easy way, and they just, you know, go and say, well, you're not meeting my needs, so, you know, basically I was forced to do this. No, you're not. No, you're not. You have choices in life. And so if someone is not meeting your needs, you don't have to stay. And so to me, that's a cop-out. Now, mind you, I told you my husband cheated and I'm still here. I'm not saying that people don't always cheat always because their needs are not being met. People cheat sometimes because they're immature, because they're selfish, because they just have issues going on. Who knows what those issues are? But it's not always that someone is cheating because their needs are not being met. That's just not how it works. It's not even, sometimes people cheat and they still love their spouse. Sometimes people cheat because they're bored, because they want variety, because maybe they're getting enough sex at home, but maybe this chick is making you feel, you know, sexy, and she's complimenting you and you have more in common and you're talking to her. And or maybe on the other side, you know, the guy is making her feel the same way. So it's not always about sex, because there's people who have plenty sex, and they still find themselves cheating. So I don't think it's boiled. I don't think it's that simplistic as being whether you're having enough sex or not. Because sometimes you have boring sex. I've been married twice, so I know what I'm talking about. And things get stale, and people get in relationships, and they get very comfortable, and they don't date, and they're not excited anymore about each other. And that person outside that you may be talking to, it's new and it's exciting and, you know, it's forbidden and there's a whole bunch of other dynamics going on. They don't have the responsibility of the bills. They don't have to smell your farts. They don't have to see you ugly when you wake up. So, you know, it's a whole bunch of things that are enticing, but it's not real. To me, it's more of fantasy and it's exciting. And I think that's what leads a lot of people to that. So there's danger in that because sometimes they think that, oh, this person is going to replace, you know, this other thing that I have that's not so exciting. So it's a lot of things going on. I don't think it's that simplistic.
Okay. All right. Let's bring Tim in. Moni, we're going to ask you to stand by. Tim, once again, thank you for your patience. And we had to mute you out. There was some background noise that we had to minimize. So, Tim, what do you think? Give me your thoughts. Jack and Monique have expressed their views. Just quickly here, tell me, do you think that if the intrinsic needs are not being met by Jill in this case, if that were the case, then is she justified, perhaps, in your opinion, of going out to sow her oats, as Jack said?
No. Nobody's ever justified for doing that, no matter what's going on in a marriage. When you went in and took those vows, that's sacred. And like I said, she should have talked to him and told him what was going on, what she was feeling. Because women go through a lot of emotional issues and stuff like that, and we don't know about it. And for some reason, women think that we're supposed to know everything. Everything. We're supposed to remember this. We're supposed to remember that. We're supposed to know how they're feeling when we don't. And instead of telling us, they'll just let things go until it just blow up. And it's like, well, why didn't you just say something? Why didn't you just tell me? You should have known that. You should have, really? Why do I have to know what's going on with you when I don't even know what's going on with me?
Yeah.
You know, it's not fair, but that's how it is. And no, she's not justified because if she wasn't being, her needs were not being, he wasn't meeting her needs or whatever, she should have talked to him and told him what was going on. And problem could have been fixed. Maybe.
Yeah.
If
yeah.
she did
now,
sit down and talk to him and tell him, and then he didn't do anything about it, I mean, to still go out there and do it, she's still not justified, but, you know, I don't know.
And we appreciate all the opinions that have been rendered. Human nature is of such. And Jack, I know what you said earlier, you know, when you were younger, you saw things differently, and you know, I perhaps when I was young I did too. And now being older, and I agree to him, it doesn't justify it. But human nature is of such that at some point people get so frustrated, they're going to either be frustrated in that relationship with the marriage, so frustrated that some people, it's very hard for some people to sustain themselves. It really is. And if they're not, you know, basically handling it at home, where they've just come to resolve in their mind that it's just not going to happen, then there's a good likelihood at some point it has happened, or it's likely that it will happen. You know, it's very, I mean, there's always that exception. There's always that exceptional person that it's not going to happen with because they found some way to resolve in their mind. But
right.
There's a good likelihood that it has already happened or it's going to happen because the way that human nature is. And I'm not saying that it's basically that everybody's, the makeup is the same. Some people have that strength of holding on and some people don't have it. I'm probably one of those that don't have it. I'm probably one of those. And I mean, I'm going to admit this over the show. You know, if you're doing everything that you need to do, yes, go ahead, Tim. And then
sorry.
I want to take some of the comments. You know, we've got several comments that have come in. Go ahead, Tim.
That's another big key factor in all of it, too. It's as when you're younger, you don't have the patience to deal with stuff like that. If you want it, you want it right now. You don't have the patience for it. But as you said it, as you get older, you see things totally different, and you see things in a better, in a better light, in a way. Because when I was younger, and Monique, this is, don't take this any other way than what I'm saying. When I was younger, I had a lot of women. I was married. I had a lot of women. But I'm older now, and a lot of
you
women.
You don't have
is
as many women.
No, no, I don't have any woman. I have one woman now. One woman.
Uh-huh.
And that's satisfying.
Is she listening to the show?
I don't. I hope so. That'd be good.
Okay.
I hope
okay.
so.
Okay, but now that you're older, you have one woman. Go ahead. I'm sorry to cut you off. Go ahead.
I have the one woman, and I'm satisfied with just this one woman, although she's aggravating, and I'm sure I'm aggravating her, but not as much. But a woman can aggravate the mess out you. But we deal with it, and there's no problem, no issue, whatever. But when I was younger and I had all these different women, I look back at it, it was more aggravating to have all these women than it was to fun, because you had to duck and hide from so many different women, and you're lying to this one and lying to that one, and then you the lie you told the one on the right is not the lie you told the one on the left.
You
and
don't
then,
remember.
You know, you got your lies all crossed up, and you getting all crossed
up.
Yeah, you
don't remember.
And in the middle of it. Yeah, you don't remember what you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more aggravating. But now I'm a one woman man, and you know I love who I'm with. She's a good woman. She has issues, which we all do. But Monique, if you really want to get back at your husband, you can call him.
All right.
Didn't you just
say
you said you're the one woman man.
I'm trying to tell you all the nature of the beast is real. The nature of the beast is real. Jack, we know you want to come back in. Monique, we're going to give you an opportunity to respond to any of this.
Me or her.
Monique, we're going to give her a chance to respond. Dan Jack, we'll bring you in. Looks like we're going to do a brief continuation of this next week, because and my co-host will be back with me, Ms. J, because we're not going to be able to, we don't have time. We got about 2 minutes before we end the show, and we want to be able to give those that did send in comments, we want to give them a fair opportunity to read their comments over the air, so we'll address that next week. But Monique, we're going to give you the opportunity now to go ahead and respond to anything that's taking place over tonight.
That is just ridiculous. That's all I have to say to him. Who is that that made the
Tim.
Comment that he had up into Tim? That's ridiculous. That is ridiculous.
Okay.
Well,
all right.
What's ridiculous about it, Mommy?
Well, hopefully you have learned from the era of your ways and you've matured. I hope for the woman that you're with that you have matured.
I just hope she's not listening to the show right now.
Okay. Let me just ask, just before we go, you all, we got about 90 seconds there. Let me know now. We're going to begin with Monique. As a matter of fact, we're going to ask you to go first, and then Tim, and then Jack. We're going to ask you to give your thoughts on answering the question, tonight's question. The question begs, should you leave your spouse if they cheat on you? Monique, let's start with you in a nutshell.
There's no right answer to that. Every relationship is different, and every person has a different morals and values, and it just depends on how you want to deal with that. That's a very personal choice, and it varies from person to person.
Okay, I think that is absolutely brilliant. Tim, we're going to go ahead and give you an opportunity to answer that question. Did you leave your spouse if they cheat on you?
No, I believe everybody deserves a second chance. No, I really don't. And Monique, just for the record, I am just kidding. It's not always a woman's fault. I am just kidding. And I'm also just kidding about hooking up with you, too. But after the show, you can call me later, though.
Okay. All right, Tim, we're going to ask you to stand by. Thank you for that. Jack, let's bring you back in now and give us your thoughts on it. That's the question.
How does Tim know whether Monique is you know, big, fat, and ugly or whatever. He doesn't know that at all. But he still
wants to
give him a call. He doesn't know that at all.
He's going based on the voice. I can tell you that now. He's going based on the voice. Sounds very lovely.
Hey, I'm just trying to help her get back at her husband. It ain't about her.
So if she's 300 pounds, you're okay with that. Is that right, Tim? Is that what I hear you saying?
I'm just trying to help the sister out. That's it.
Wow, right, but if she's 300. Oh, wow.
Yeah, if she's 300 pounds, Tim, you okay with that?
She's going to be 400 pounds. I'm helping the girl out. Y'all leave her alone.
No. If she's 400 pounds, he wouldn't even go anywhere near her.
I'm sure he would. She's not.
Like y'all know me.
Okay.
Hold on, wait. Y'all act like y'all know me. Y'all ain't gonna be like
I'm
that.
I'm sorry, Tim, but we're running out of time, you all. Jack, let's give us your thoughts. We're gonna Tim and Monique on mute right now. Jack,
okay.
Give us your thought to answer the question. Should you leave your spouse if they cheat on you?
I can agree with both callers, Tim and Monique. It depends on the situation at all. And I still believe that everybody deserves a second chance, though, and depends on what happened, why she went out or he went out and cheated on that person and all. But, you know, we have to learn to forgive and to forget and move on. And as you mentioned, if you're going to forgive them now, don't keep throwing it up in their face. If you're going to stay there, then you move on past that. I kind of like the way Monique is saying, even though her husband cheated and all, sounds like she's not throwing it in his face and all, so... And they move past that, and they still got a good relationship. Okay.
I think, and we appreciate all of you all comments. We're clearly out of time. Join us back here tomorrow for your half-hour inspirational program. Of course, if you can't join us tomorrow, join us once again live next Tuesday when we'll do a brief follow-up on this, and then we'll go into next Thursday's topic. And I say to you all, I want you to have a happy holidays in any way that you do your holidays. For those that do the holidays, I say Merry Christmas. Others, Happy Holidays. And remember the reason behind the season. Until tomorrow or until next week, I say to everybody, good night, God bless, and thank you, God.
All right.
That's a wrap.